Northview basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sioux Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening. Welcome to Northview Lady Knights basketball, sectional 26 from Owen Valley High School in Spencer, Indiana. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, the Knights come in 8-14, and they'll take on the Edgewood Mustangs 18-6 for the opening round sectional for the Knights.
Hey, it's more like the Northview Knights is 0-0 and the Edgewood Mustangs 0-0, because just like we've talked about all season long, come sectional time, The records are wiped. It's a fresh slate. Anything can happen. It's that fabulous magic of February, and I'm excited to take it in with you, Brad.
Yep, Brownstown Central just won the last game, 59-52, over Brown County to advance. Northview, if they win, will take on Brownstown on February 7th, this Friday at 7:30. West Vigo drew the bye in sectional 26, and they'll take on South Vermillion, who beat Owen Valley last night here at Owen Valley. Always hate to open up at home and then lose opening round of sectional. We've been there before at Northview, and it's never a good feat to host a sectional that you're not even playing in.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days. There's a couple years back-to-back, we hosted it back-to-back boys, and I remember we lost a really close game to Edgewood, actually, ironically enough. And I remember Coach Weddle, he said, hey, you guys are going to show up tomorrow, and you're going to watch, and you're going to see what it feels like to have somebody win a state or a sectional championship on your floor, to get that anger in you, to get that vengeance. And then the boys go on to win back-to-back a couple years later, so that was kind of cool. But
so it worked out.
Yep.
All right. Well, last night, South Vermillion, as I said, beat Owen Valley 56-49. The Knights, the last game out was against Clay City, where they won handedly 51-38 at home. It was a great game brought to you here on WAMB. The last meeting between Edgewood and Northview took place back on January 8th at Edgewood, and the Knights lost 51-34 to an Edgewood team that, Jacob, has an explosive offense. They have a lot of bigs. They've got a lot of size inside, and they do something that most girls' basketball teams don't do. They move the basketball really well.
Hey, and we've talked about it all year long. That's the way that you're going to beat defenses, especially zones. And what I've noticed from doing these games with you guys, there's a lot of zone playing in high school basketball, boys and girls. And the best way that you're going to beat it is ball movement. I was watching Arkansas and Auburn last night. Auburn's zone defense got tore apart because of awesome ball movement, and Arkansas gave Auburn all they could handle. And that's the way that you're going to beat a zone. Northview's going to come out probably running a zone. And we're going to have to shift our feet, and we're going to have to move quick if we're going to beat that ball movement.
Well, that's the thing. Watching the ISU game, waiting on this game to start, ISU up 23 over Loyola. Loyola's in a 1-3-1 because they're trying to stop the momentum ISU's got. And when you see a Division I team as good as Loyola playing a 1-3-1 in the collegiate level, you're struggling on defense.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Good to see the old Sycamores going at it. I got class with a lot of the guys like Tyreek Key, Cooper Neese, such a class program. You know, you got guys in there, you would never know they're basketball players just looking at them and how they carry themselves. They treat you just like you're human, like you should. I know there's a lot of programs where they think, you know, think they're better than everybody, but by God, Coach Lansing's got them going in Terre Haute, and it's awesome to be a part of it and, you know, be going there right now. So,
all right, we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back. We'll talk about the starting lineup some more. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient locations. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School, Sectional 26. The Northview Lady Knights taking on the Edgewood Lady Mustangs for a chance to play Brownstown Central in sectional semifinals. Jacob, big task ahead for the Knights here. You know, we talked about Edgewood there before the break, the last meeting. But like Coach Key said, you play all season for February. You don't win the WIC. Your next goal is to play for a sectional championship. The statistics are 0-0. You put your best five out to start. You sub in the best you can. You try to go home with a win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what it's going to boil down to is who wants it more. It's win or go home. If Edgewood has the worst night of the year, it doesn't matter because they had the worst night of the year. It's win or go home. They go home, and it goes the other way too. So the regular season, yeah, it's all fine and dandy. But regular season statistics don't put numbers on the wall. And that's what the Northview Knights are trying to do. Coach Keyes has a history of winning sectionals. It seems to go in an every other year pattern. Hopefully we can beat that pattern and go back to back. But it all starts with one. One game at a time, you get a little momentum. You know, the old Mo, it can do a lot of things for you.
At the 12-minute break at the Holman Center, the Indiana State Sycamores 52, Loyola Chicago 29. The Trees are getting it done. Well, Jacob, let's talk a little bit about this roster for the Northview Knights. They've got two seniors led by Haley Ritchie and Mackenzie Barger. Hopefully those two aren't playing into the last two basketball games, but both girls have been four-year starters, four-year players for the Knights. Outstanding careers these young ladies have had. I know both of them multi-sports, softball, volleyball, stuff like that. But to think what they've done and accomplished as a Knight has been really good for the school and for Coach Keyes in the program.
Yeah, both of them have two sectional titles, and that's unheard of nowadays. You know, it's very prestigious to be that way. And I know both of them, they want to end with three. And it always is something when you're playing in a sectional as a senior, it just gives you that much more want to because you don't want it to be your last time. It gives you a little bit more motivation to go out there, and you have to have that mentality that we're not going to lose because I'm not going to let us. This is not going to be my last game. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, for us, we ran into a guy by the name of Davey Inman in baseball who threw 106 pitches, a perfect baseball, and that's all. You did your best you can do. But for them to come out, it doesn't matter who Edgewood's got because all they have is all they need, and that's what they got to believe. And if they don't, it's not going to be a good result. But if all the girls go out there and give it their all, you never know what can happen, and it's going to be interesting to watch. So,
at the conclusion of tonight's game, we'll have Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer player of the game, and tonight's scoreboard will be brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. We're hiring. For more information, visit GreatDaneTrailers.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. All right, we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit about the three juniors on the Northview Knights roster. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. And Jacob, tonight we've got a new sponsor on board, Jack's Trash Service, serving Park, Clay, Putnam, and surrounding counties. Jack's Trash Service. Also like to thank Sue Goshen of Hometown H&R Block. It's tax season. Stop in at your local H&R Block in Brazil and get your taxes figured. W-2s, W-4s, W-9s, W-whatevers, 1099s. Take them in and see Sue Goshen. Get your taxes done locally. Jacob, looking back throughout the season here with the Lady Knights, one thing that really sticks out in my mind, and I know it was just the last game that we broadcast, but the JV game was a fun one to watch. I know, you know, I said we'd talk about these juniors. One of them's pretty dear to your heart. That junior being none other than number 41, Kennedy Harden, a junior, played against Clay City and had a really good game last broadcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm proud of her. And, I mean, I'm not going to cookie cutter or, you know, it's been a tough year for her, not just, you know, because of the basketball aspect, but just because of her situation. But it's nothing that she can control. She just has a really good underclass, you know, class below her, and that's always tough being an upperclassman with so many good young people below you. So it's always tough as a junior upperclassman playing on that JV, and I've really admired the way that she's gone about it, because a lot of people could feel sorry for themselves. They could, you know, cut out and decide to just, you know, be done. But her, along with Allie and Katie, who's been getting a lot of varsity times too, crucial minutes, you know, I've really loved their attitude about it and, you know, just trying to play their best, because it's a good problem to have when you have young kids that are good. And they realize that, and they're in it to win it, and they're good teammates, and that's awesome, because in today's day and age, that's when a lot of people would check out. So I'm very proud of her because of that, but also I'm proud of the way that she's been playing. She's really worked on her outside game a lot too, which for a big girl, big, you know, 4 and 5 in high school, is not usually seen. But she's popped out and hit a few threes, which makes me proud as a brother who used to try to do the same thing, thought he could but never could in the big games. But she works extremely hard, and she's a workhorse, and I'm proud of her, proud to be a brother.
You mentioned the other two, and that being Katie Anderson, number 10. She's a junior, 5'5", got several varsity minutes here, scored several points here off the bench for the Knights. And then you've got 23, Allie White. Allie, a junior, 5'3". Haven't seen Allie on the varsity except for a couple blowouts, you know, big leads we had. She got some playing time. But Allie's been a baller. I coached her at the YMCA. Great family, great kid. You know, I look for, you know, hopefully all three of them come back next year. But like you said, there's a plethora of younger underclassmen.
Yep.
Those underclassmen being number 2, Macy Timmerman, a sophomore, 5'6". Number 12, Riley Ritchie, a sophomore, 5'11". Number 3, Emily Dawson, a 5'6" sophomore. Number 5, Aaliyah Owens, a 5'9" sophomore. Number 4, Tara Pierce, a 5'7" sophomore. Sydney Maurer, number 33, a 5'7" sophomore. And number 40, the big tall tree inside, another sophomore, Hannah Dawson, at 5'10". And you look at those sophomore class. What do we got here, Jacob?
I'll tell you what, we got a bright future.
Seven sophomores.
Yeah.
And 6 of the 7 play a lot of minutes.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach Keys, I mean, you go through the growing pains, but the fact that, you know, I know this isn't the record he wants as far as how the season's going, But like we've talked about and broadcast prior, there's a lot of teams that would kill for a record like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of teams that can't even get a win, let alone have a good record, you know, somewhat decent record. But being able to compete against a lot of teams that are, you know, very upperclassmen heavy, that just, you know, goes to show you the future's bright. And not only the future, but the now. You know, you still got potential to do something right now.
Yep.
I just said it before the break, momentum. If we come out and we get hot from the start, I mean, there's no turning back.
I've seen Riley Ritchie beat teams.
Exactly.
I've seen her come in, and, you know, I've seen her literally, or I'm sorry, not Riley, their sisters, Haley.
Haley, yep.
Haley come in and handily hit 5 or 6 three-pointers right off the bat and put us up 10, 12, 15 points on teams. And next thing you know, cruise control set and we're going to win. And that could happen tonight because Haley's been a streaky shooter all of her career. And I'll tell you what, she's hot. She's hot.
Oh, yeah. If she hits one, she's going to hit a second. If she hits a second, you can go ahead and mark her down for 3, 4, 5, and 6. And that's the beauty of basketball.
It used to be the extended elbow, but we've seen this year she's spread it across the floor.
Oh, yeah. And something, too, that I'm proud, too, is to say, I mean, she used to be corner was her shot. Corner three, yep. Corner three, corner three. And now she's starting to be a threat from all around the arc, and that's hard to guard. And it's also hard to guard, too. I've noticed that she's been doing a lot of shot fakes and driving. And that's impossible to guard because if you stay down, she's going to shoot it in your eye, and she's going to make it. But if you go for the block, she's going to pump fake, and she's going to make you look silly and break your ankles as she goes and hits a layup. So she's a dual threat, and there's a lot of dual threats on this team.
All right. We're going to take another 60-second break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the lone freshman, the sensation, Aubrey Spencer. We'll be back after 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Ladies Basketball, Sectional 26. From Owen Valley on WAMB.
Basketball sectional time is here, and Jack's Trash Service is a proud supporter of all local athletes. Serving Park, Clay, Putnam, and surrounding counties, Jack's Trash Service continues to offer outstanding customer service, fair prices, and they offer residential and commercial trash pickup. Call Jack's Trash Service at 765-653-2838, and good luck to the Northview Knights from Jack's Trash Service.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview Basketball on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jake and Pardon. Tonight's game is a service of refreshment services distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Pepsi Refreshment Services. Thanks for being an in-game sponsor. Jacob, one freshman, 5'6", wears number 30, Aubrey Spencer. We've seen her put up 24. We've seen her put up 17. We've seen her put up 2.
Yep.
What Aubrey Spencer is going to show up tonight as a freshman?
Hey, I mean, I was talking about it with the seniors, having that mentality of we're not going to lose because I'm not going to let us. I'm going to do my part. That's what I see when I see Aubrey Spencer, because if she's not doing it offensively, she's going to be doing it defensively. She's going to be doing it on the hustle side of things. And a lot of nights she does all of those combined. And it's phenomenal because if you would walk into this gym not knowing who the Northview Knights are and you would see her play, you would say, oh, that's a senior getting ready to graduate. Nah, she's a freshman who has a bright future, and she's got a lot of championships to win here at Northview. And, you know, Coach Keyes has got to be extremely happy that he's got that to his disposal.
Yeah, and she can drive, she can dish, she can throw it from 24 feet, and she can go behind the backboard and throw it over the back. We've seen that once or twice,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
She plays all around. All right, well, we're going to take one more 30-second break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast brought to you by none other than Morris Manufacturing. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. We're hiring. We're located at 1015 East Mechanical Street in Brazil. If you're looking for a new career, stop by Morris Manufacturing and apply for your job today. Thanks to the Morris family for coming on board, being a sponsor all season long. You know, Jacob, I failed to mention one of the sophomores because she had been stricken from my lineup card because Coach Key said she was out the rest of the season, and I see she's in the starting lineup tonight, and that's number five, a 5'9" guard, Miss Aaliyah Owens, and she's dynamite.
Oh, yeah. We've compared her to Victor Oladipo all season, and hopefully her return's as good as Victor Oladipo's was returning to the Pacers, because by golly, if they were on here, he was pulling up from the OV and hitting shots like it was nothing. But, yeah, it's good to have Aaliyah back, and I just hope that, you know, she's not coming back too soon. I know that there's always that will to compete. You want to compete in the sectional, but health is what matters. So I hope that her health is up to date, and I hope that her wrist is going to hold up because, you know, even though you're trying to win a sectional, it's not worth your whole career. So I trust that, you know, our staff knows that, but it's awesome to see her come back.
All right, we're going to turn over to public address announcer here. We'll get starting lineups and more.
Indiana High School Athletic Association reminds you that high school sports do more than thrill and inspire us. They help prepare today's young athletes to become tomorrow's community leaders by teaching valuable skills like discipline, dedication, and teamwork. High school sports, pure spirit, pure sport. This message has been brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association. And now the lineups for tonight's quarterfinal game. First off, for the visitors, Comanche with the Mustangs. Non-starters tonight, number 15, Daphne Gardner. Number 11, Caroline Clark. Number 20, Zoe Powell. Number 21, Michaela Schooley. Number 10, Claire Sherfield. Number 34, Shaylee Chambers. Number 14, Elena Flynn. Number 34, Krista Helms. And now the starters for your Edgewood Mustangs. Starting at left guard, a 5'6" sophomore, number 13, Carly Sherfield. At another guard, a 5'5" junior, number 23, Taylor Winning. At a third guard for the Mustangs, a 5'6" senior, number 12, Shelby Anderson. At a fourth guard tonight, a 5'6" senior, number 22, Allie Spear. And in the middle for the Mustangs, a 6'2" freshman, number 35, Caden Harrington. Mustangs are coached by Mr. Gary Sims. And now for the home team on the scoreboard this evening, the North Blue Knights. Non-starters for the Knights, number 30, Audrey Spencer. Number 10, Katie Anderson. Number 22, Mackenzie Barber. Number 12, Riley Ritchie. Number 41, Kennedy Harden. Number 3, Emily Dawson. Number 23, Allie Wright. Number 40, Hannah Dawson. Starters tonight for the North Blue Knights. Starting at one guard, a 5'10" senior, number 20, Haley Ritchie. At another guard, a 5'6" sophomore, number 2, Macy Timberlake. At a third guard for the Knights, a 5'9" sophomore, number 5, Aaliyah Owens. At a forward spot for the Knights, a 5'7" sophomore, number 4, Tara Pierce. And at the other forward spot, a 5'7" sophomore, number 33, Sydney Miller.
There you go, starting lineups for the Northview Knights and the Edgewood Mustangs. Jacob, I see a familiar group of officials here, the same crew we had the other night with the Clay City game.
Yep.
And they did a fine job. Hopefully they keep it moving like they did the other night, and we're not driving home at midnight.
Yeah, no joke.
All right, set to tip off for Edgewood is number 35, that being Miss Caden Harrington. And for the Knights, number 20, and that's Haley Ritchie. So here we go. It's sectional 26. Ball's in the air, and it's controlled by the Mustangs. Number 13, that's Carly Sherfield. Sherfield's got it in the right corner. She dribbles in, gets a high ball screen. Bow loses it off her foot, picks it back up, and gets it back inside to Harrington. Harrington back up top to Sherfield. Sherfield dribbles back around. A sagging man-to-man here, or 1-2-2 actually for the Knights, as they're going to make them beat them outside. Here's about an 18-footer up and no good by Minnick. Rebound put back up, and it's going to be a foul against the Knights.
That's going to be the tough part tonight if we're going to try to run a man-to-man type of offense. I mean, the biggest person we have is Haley Ritchie, and she's more of a guard. So, but Tara Pierce has done such a good job guarding the down low all year.
Fouls on Sydney Maurer, her first, team's first. And the first free throw's up by Harrington, and it's good. Nothing but net. Edgewood has early lead, 1-0 on the Great Danes scoreboard. Second shot's up, and it's going to be back iron. Rebound comes off to Owens. Leah Owens going to bring it up the court. Knights slow it down. Owens got it in the left corner. Dribbles between her legs, dribbles back up top, and kicks it off to Tara Pierce in the corner. Pierce got it, and she's just going to hold it. Clock could be our friend tonight, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Little handoff to Owens. She's going to do the same thing. Stand and look around. Little man-to-man here by the Mustangs as well. Owens dribbles across, loses her dribble, gets it off to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles in, drives, kicks it in the wing to Maurer. Maurer left wing, back up top to Timmerman. Nothing there, good defense by the Mustangs. Timmerman with a nice spin off the glass, throws it up, and she's fouled.
That's what I like to see right there. Patience, patience, patience. Attack when you have the opening. I think Coach Keyes studied Hoosiers last night. He's got Norman Dale's playbook out there, and I love it.
Fouls on number 23. That's Taylor Minnick, and that's her first, team's first. Macy Timmerman going to shoot a pair.
Talk about having faith. All the Northview players back thinking she's going to make them. She misses the first one, but nobody there for the offensive rebound. But I guess you can't get beat on the other end that way.
Zach's
right?
done that a lot this year, especially when you're giving up a foot.
Yep.
Timmerman misses the first one. Second shot's in the air, and it looks like it's going to be off the back of the rim and rebounded by the Mustangs. Edgewood's got the ball. It's going to be controlled by Carly Sherfield. Sherfield on the left side kicks it over to Taylor Minnick. Back to Sherfield over on the right side, and it's thrown inside. Harrington. Harrington, nothing there. Spins, kicks it back out, and it's going to be Sherfield. Sherfield back inside to Harrington. Kicks it out, dribbles in. Nothing there. Nice defense here early by the Knights. Harrington's got it, kicks it up top. It's going to be a three-point attempt, and it's good. Three-point basket by Carly Sherfield, and it's a 4-0 lead for the Mustangs.
Both offenses with the same mindset of being patient and getting open shots here.
Timmerman's got it, kicks it off to Tara Pierce. Pierce on the left side, dribbles across top, hands it off to Owens. Owens just going to hold it. Now she's getting a count. She dribbles in and kicks it off to Pierce. Pierce drives, kicks it into the corner to Maurer. Maurer gets it stolen away, and it's going to be backcourt and controlled by Aaliyah Owens. 5:48. No, Owens throws it to Timmerman, and Timmerman ain't paying attention. It goes out of bounds. Turnover night.
Yeah, turnovers in a game like this, especially against such a great team, are very costly, and you got to minimize. And that's one I know Aaliyah wants back, but got to play defense here.
First turnover of the game. Brought to you by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block. Owen Valley basketball. Knights in the sagging zone here, matching up man-to-man when it gets to them. Edgewood just playing the perimeter. Kicking it in and out, nothing going on. Sherfield's got it in a little bit of trouble. She's teamed up by the Knights. Gets by with a travel, throws it off the glass, no good. Rebound, gets it herself, kicks it back up to the top. Going to be a long three attempt put up by Anderson, no good. Rebound to Owens. Owens drives down the court and kicks it back up to Timmerman. She's paying attention this time and catches it. Timmerman drives in, kicks it out. Three ball by Maurer. Nothing but net. Sydney Maurer puts the Knights on the board with a 23-footer from the left corner. Knights trail 4-3. Edgewood basketball now brought up the floor by Sherfield. Inside a quick little 15-footer put up no good by Anderson. Rebound comes off to Mimic. Put back is by Harrington. Harrington's got about a foot on everybody on the floor.
Yeah, Tara Pierce doing everything she could to try to box her out, but Harrington is just a foot taller.
6-3. Macy Timmerman turns it over again. That's going to be stolen away by Shelby Anderson. Anderson gives it up into the corner to Taylor Minnick. Minnick back up top to Sherfield, and they're going to reset. Edgewood basketball. Back in the left corner, it goes to Minnick. Minnick back up top. Little keep away here. Just being patient. Back up top. And that's going to be almost a travel. She's going to drive and put it off glass. No good. Rebound comes off to, that comes off to Katie Harrington. She puts it up and she's fouled. So Harrington with 5 points. And the foul's going to be on Northview's number five. That's going to be Aaliyah Owens' first foul, team second.
Tell you what, I mean, usually when you get offensive rebounds, it's because somebody's not boxing out. But every single time Harrington's got an offensive rebound, you've had about two or three Northview Knights trying to box her out. She just, I don't know, that's what Link does to you.
Caden Harrington, 6'2", and she's a freshman. First free throw's up, and it's good. A three-point play there by Harrington gives her 6 points, and Knights trail 9-3 on your Great Dane scoreboard. 3:40 to go in the first period. Aaliyah Owens with the basketball at the timeline. Taking her time getting it up. I like to see the patience by the Knights. Owens drives, throws it up, and she gets fouled. That's what you need to do when you got a 6'2" center. Go at her.
That's right.
Harrington gets the foul.
Oh, looks like it's on number three, actually.
Number 35. Okay. Harrington. PJ gives a little funky signal there.
I got you. I didn't see his high five. There we go. Yeah. Saw the three.
So Owens to shoot a pair. First shot she's taken in a while, and it's off the back iron.
Yeah, it's got to be tough having your shooting wrist taped like that.
Yeah.
Never a fun thing.
9-3. Owens, second shot's up, and she gets it to fall. Aaliyah Owens with 1 point, and the Knights got 4 on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's going to be Edgewood basketball. Edgewood's got it left side. Kicks it back up top, and that's going to be Harrington. Harrington dribbles around, nothing there. Like to see a 6'2" playing on the free throw line.
Yeah.
Especially in this matchup zone if you're Edgewood. Edgewood controls it. It's going to be Anderson. Anderson down into the corner, and it's kicked right back up top to Sherfield. They reset. They're going to have to keep an eye on Harrington. She just hangs out right there about 13 foot. Could be a three-second call, but it ain't. It's a double dribble. That's going to be the first turnover for the Mustangs. That was Trista Helms who checked in on that last break.
One thing the Mustangs' offense is showing me is that there's not a lot of very confident three-point shooters. That or they just really want to take time off because there's been about 3 or 4 open threes that could have been taken that weren't.
Aaliyah Owens with the basketball. She kicks it off to Spencer. Spencer to Tara Pierce. Pierce thought about a three, and she should have. Tonight's game, a service of Park County RMC, your Touchtone energy provider. Knights got the basketball. Aaliyah Owens up top. No hurry for the Knights. She hands it off to Audrey Spencer at the half-court line. Back, they're just playing a 25-foot game right on the volleyball line. Now Pierce thought about handing it off to Owens and gets it tipped away. Now she does. Owens has got it. Aaliyah's being guarded pretty heavily here by Edgewood's Sherfield. 2 minutes to go in the first period. Knights trail 9-4. Owens picks up her dribble. Now she hands it to Pierce. Pierce right back to Owens, and they're trying to reset. Kind of looks like they're just trying to get ISO.
Yep.
And she does. Aaliyah drives, puts it off the glass, and scores it. And she's going to be fouled. That foul's on 13. That's Sherfield. That's Sherfield's first foul. Team's third. And that's what you like to see from Aaliyah Owens is driving and getting the contact and being able to finish.
Yeah, that's perfect, especially when you're being patient like that. The defense gets lazy and they get tired of waiting, and then that's when you utilize it, and that's when you go for the throat, and it worked out that time.
U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Give them a call for your landscape and snow removal needs. That's U.S. Lawns, 812-605-8083. Substitutions for the Knights. Sydney Maurer will come back in, and going to the bench will be Audrey Spencer. And Aaliyah Owens for the old-fashioned three-point play. Eyes it, flies it, back rim, in and out, no good. Owens is 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Edgewood basketball up top at Sherfield. Sherfield into the right side to Clark. Caroline Clark, who checked in. Caroline, a sophomore, 5'5". And Edgewood Mustangs doing the same thing the Knights did, just sitting back, being patient. Now we got a three up by Clark. Back iron, no good. Rebound comes off to Maurer. So that three-pointer, no good. Oh, and Aaliyah Owens called with a carry. Don't see that very often.
No, I was about to say, this is where you really got to take advantage. Again, a turnover, make something happen. And the whistle took the words right out of my mouth. But now you got to get another stop here.
So checking back in will be Audrey Spencer. 1:27 to go, and Maurer will take a seat. Little strategy going on here by Coach Keys. 9-6, 1:20 to play in the first period. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB. Edgewood controls it, top of the key at Sherfield. Back in the corner to Clark. She ain't afraid to shoot the three, and she almost airballed that one. Rebound comes off to Owens. Owens gets to Audrey Spencer. Spencer to Richie. Richie with an easy layup for her first 2 points. And with just under a minute to go, the Knights trail 9-8, Jacob.
We got a ball game.
We'll get you an update on the ISU game here at the break. 45 seconds to go in the first period. Edgewood's got it. Top of the key, it's controlled by Helms. Shots up, and it's going to be a foul on the Knights. And Trista Helms will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Aaliyah Owens. That's her second foul in the first period.
I've looked at Coach Keys maybe to get her out for the rest of the quarter, but he's going with her. Got to play smart here.
Well, we've got a couple subs waiting to come in. We'll see what happens here. Two free throws for Helms. First one's up and good. Helms got her first points off the bench. Yeah. And Maurer will check in, and Owens will set for the rest of the first. Two quick fouls on Aaliyah. Aaliyah goes to the bench with 3 points. Trista Helms, 5'8", sophomore at the line. For a second shot, it's up, and it's going to be good. That makes it 11-8 with 42 seconds to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. First period. Audrey Spencer with the basketball gives it up to Timmerman. Timmerman to Pierce, Pierce to Maurer. Little bob and weave going on. Back up top, Richie, big three! In and out, no good. She's right there, just barely missed that one. Edgewood gets the ball. Bring it down, and that's going to be a kick out to 18-footer. She thought about it and thought wisely. Dribble, drive, get dish back out top, and that's up to Minnick, and Minnick throws it up. Minnick with another 2 points, or her first 2 points. Makes it 13-8 with 5 seconds. Timmerman, coast to coast, throws it up. No good. Rebound, and it's Edgewood with the rebound. And that's going to do it for the first period. The Knights trail 13-8. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The first period in the books here at Sectional 26. Edgewood leads the Knights 13-8. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Lady Knights trail by 5. 2 points for Haley Ritchie in the first, 3 for Maurer, 3 for Aaliyah Owens to round out scoring for the Knights. And the Sycamores win 68-39 over Loyola Chicago, and that's 13 wins at home. And now Audrey Spencer gets the inbounds, and she's called with carrying the ball. Not what you like to see. Jacob right off the start here to start the second, and that's four turnovers in the first half for the Knights.
Yeah, anytime you're going to fight tooth and nail with a good team, you got to really minimize those.
Tonight's game service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Edgewood's got the basketball after the turnover by Spencer. They get it inside to the big tall tree of their own. She kicks it back out. We got a three-pointer up, and it's good. Taylor Minnick with a three. That's five for Minnick. It's 16-8 on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights trail by eight. Owens back in the game with two fouls. Owens dribbles right side, kicks it off to Pierce. Pierce, ooh, she was wide open, should have shot a three. Tara shoots the outside shot really well.
So it got her to the varsity level.
So Pierce will have it up top. Dribbles off, hands it over to Aaliyah Owens. They got the floor spread. Now's when you got to attack. Aaliyah's got to go. She gets a high ball screen, dribbles off her foot, out of bounds. Turnover, Knights. Going to have a substitution. Macy Timmer will check in, and Spencer will go to the bench. Five turnovers for the Knights in the first half.
Yeah, it's very uncanny this early on, especially with our ball handlers, Aaliyah and Audrey usually do such a great job, but little jitters. It's sectionals.
Well, Edgewood basketball, top of the key, Sherfield dribbles in, kicks it off, and it's tipped away by Richie, but it's recovered by Edgewood, driving in and putting it up, Trista Helms. Helms with a nice roll to the basket, and that's 4 points for Helms. Timmerman's got it. She goes coast to coast, turns it over. Macy Timmerman with another turnover, and the Knights have given the ball back six times already. Edgewood dribbles in, drive, put up, it's no good. That's Taylor Minnick out of bounds, and it'll be Northview basketball.
I know they've been slowing it down all night, but now's the time you definitely want to slow things down, get yourself a good shot, because 10 points is one thing early on in the game, but 10 points to, you know, continues to crumble and crumble as the game goes on.
PDS Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of our community. Northview basketball, 6 minutes to go in the first half. They throw it inside to Pierce. Pierce off the glass, no good. Rebound comes off to the Mustangs. Edgewood don't push the ball.
No.
They get it in the hands of the guard, and they set up an offensive structure. I love to see that out of a girls' basketball team. Coach Gary Sims doing really well with this group of young ladies.
Yep, and it's working for them. They've had a phenomenal season.
Helms got it, dribbles in, kicks it back up top, and that's Harrington. Harrington dribbles in, nothing there. Kicks it up, Sherfield, three, misses, rebound comes out, big hustle, and that's Minnick. Minnick puts it up, no good. Rebound to Helms, Helms off the glass, and good.
Helms wide open down there, no box outs.
Timeout, Coach Keys. We'll take a 30-second one as well. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights trail 20-8 with 5:28 to go. Right now at York Automotive in Brazil, take $7,000 off the price of a 2019 Pacifica. A 2020 Gladiator Sport S lease as low as $269 for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. A 2020 Cherokee Plus, lease as low as $239, $39 a month with $399.99 due at signing. Plus, at York Automotive, we have several 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock. 19 Jeep Wranglers, two or four doors, are at least $5,000 or more off, Jacob.
Wow.
If you're looking for a new vehicle, come to York Automotive, Highway 40 West in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are. Knights basketball, they get it stolen away. Another turnover by the Knights, and that's Edgewood. Long 18-footer put up, and it's no good. That was number 12, Anderson's first attempt, and the rebound comes off to Timmerman, and she gets it stolen away. Another turnover for the Knights. Eight turnovers to match their points. Quickly, Edgewood gets it inside, and that's going to be the tree of Harrington. She's shot's no good, and rebound comes off to the Knights. 4:40 to go, and now Timmerman gets her pocket pick, but they get a whistle that time. Carly Sherfield picks up a foul. That's her second. Team's fourth. I thought that was a clean steal.
Yeah.
Official bailed Macy out on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Macy had a great season last year as a freshman. She's done really well this year. Bright future here for Coach Keys in this Knights program. Speaking of Knights, tomorrow night, South Vigo High School. The boys look to go 14-5 on the season and knock off all three Vigo County schools. Ball's inbounded to Audrey Spencer. She goes to the line, goes to the lane, throws it up, gets her shot blocked. That shot was blocked by Harrington, and that'll be a turnover on the Knights. And Edgewood will have the ball at 4 minutes to go in the first half with a 12-point lead.
Yep.
No hurry. They just stand and hold the ball.
As you should do with the lead. Clock is your friend.
Knights not really defending outside, so why not? Just stand there and hold it. Ball's controlled by Anderson. Anderson gets it in the corner, and that's going to be Minnick. Minnick dribbles in, kicks it back up top, slowing it back down. Allie Spear on the left corner gives it up to Anderson. Anderson back in the hands of Minnick. Minnick inside, and that's going to be Helms. Helms off the glass, gets it to fall. Shooters roll. Helms with 8 points, 22-8, Edgewood. Audrey Spencer with a quick three, no good. Rebound comes off to Edgewood. Harrington having a great game. Another rebound for Harrington. Edgewood's got it. Inside it goes to Helms. Helms to Harrington. Give and go. Count it.
Those two girls working so well together. They have to be double-teamed because of their size, and they find the other one when they're getting double-teamed. Great ball movement.
10 points now for Caden Harrington. The freshman, 6'2". Audrey Spencer with the ball to Tara Pierce. Pierce dribbles. Thought about driving. Gets it tipped away. Gets her own rebound. Shoots a three. Count it. Tara Pierce with her first 3 points of the game, and the Knights cut the lead to 13, 24-11.
Huge possession right there. Needed a score. 13 doesn't seem as bad as what 20 would if they would keep scoring here.
Need to get a stop here. Edgewood basketball controlled by the Mustangs. That's Anderson. Anderson inside, and it's Helms. Helms with another one. Helms with 10 points. Her and Harrington both have 10. Macy Timmerman drives. She's going to get fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 22. That's Allie Spear, her first, team's fifth.
Free throws are definitely, I mean, they're crucial anytime. You always want to hit your free throws, but when you're fighting for your life, fighting for your season, each one matters.
First shot's up and good for Timmerman. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. That's H&R Block. Tonight's game of service and refreshment services, distributors of Pepsi-Cola in the Wabash Valley. Also like to thank Jack's Trash Service, servicing Park, Clay, Putnam, and surrounding counties. Jack's Trash Service for all your trash needs. Timmerman's second shot's up, and it's good. Macy Timmerman now with 2 points, and the Knights trail by 13 with 2:18 to go in the first half. Edgewood basketball, and we got a foul, and that foul's going to be on Ritchie. Haley Ritchie picks up her first foul, team's fourth. Ball be out of bounds. I'd like to thank Cilantro's Grill and Canteen in Brazil, home of Mexcellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's located at Highway 40 and 340 west of Brazil. That's Cilantro's in Brazil. Was in there Sunday, and, man, it's some really good foods. I had a combination fajita, and I was full halfway through it. Edgewood basketball. They get it inside to Harrington. Harrington throws it up. No good. Rebound to Owens. They're going to get a quick foul on the rebound. That's going to be on Zoe Powell. Zoe Powell with the foul.
I'd like to see Aaliyah just going after that rebound, taking it away from everybody. That's the way you got to go. You got to go up aggressive trying to get the boards, or else they're just going to take it from you.
Well, we got a substitution for the Knights. Audrey Spencer comes back in. So now we got Owens, Timmerman, Spencer, Ritchie, and Pierce. Leah Owens got it. 1:45 to go in the first half. Knights trail by 13. Owens dribbles in, kicks it out to Timmerman. Timmerman drives, throws it up. Little floater, no good. Rebound comes off to Edgewood. Timmerman with the fourth shot there. Almost got it to fall. Almost got her own rebound, but Edgewood with a good hustle play. And Edgewood Mustangs got the ball. No hurry offense here by the Mustangs.
Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if they just hold for the last shot of the half at this rate.
Yeah. Nope, we're going to get a dribble and Jinx, drive, and dang. She throws it in. Taylor Minnick with 7 points. Two more in her total, and it's 28-13. 1 minute to go in the first half. Timmerman's got the ball, and she's guarded heavily by Sherfield. She gets it up to Tara Pierce. Pierce to Audrey Spencer. Spencer dribbles in. She's going to throw it up and get fouled.
That's the Audrey specialty right there, going in. Tell you what, heck, 8 times out of 10, she makes that shot even with getting fouled.
Allie Spear picks up the foul, her second. And that's going to be the team's seventh. 50.7 seconds to go. She's going to shoot two. Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Spencer's first shot, no good. Knights not shooting the ball well from the free throw line tonight, Jacob. Only making 3 so far. 3 of 8. Second shot by Spencer's good. We'll make it 4-9. Edgewood with a 14-point lead in the basketball. 45 seconds to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. Going to be controlled by Zoe Powell. Powell is 5'6", sophomore. Powell just stands at the timeline. Now they work it inside, and it's going to be Helms. Helms off glass. It's good. Helms yet to miss.
Yeah, no.
12 points, 5 for 5, 2 for 2 from the line. Audrey Spencer dribbles in, drives, throws it up, no good. 15 seconds to go. Edgewood's got a chance to put 2 or 3 more back up. They get it inside to Harrington. Harrington back up top, and it's going to be an 18-footer, no good. Put back by Helms, no good. Out of bounds at the buzzer. So Helms misses her first shot of the first half at the buzzer. And the Knights are going to the locker room, trailing 30-14. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Spencer, Indiana, home of the Owen Valley Patriots. Sectional 26, your Northview Lady Knights taking on the Edgewood Mustangs. At halftime on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, Edgewood 30. Jacob's been all Mustangs so far, led by Trista Helms and Caden Harrington.
Yeah, it's tough to maneuver when you got two giants down in the paint. Northview's doing everything they can to stop them, but that's just a testament to how good they are down there. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that just haven't been going Northview's way and a lot of things that have been going Edgewood's way. And, you know, six for one, half a dozen for the other, it doesn't matter. This is sectional basketball, and if it goes your way, it does, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Northview's got to flip the switch here coming into the second half because the beauty of it is, yeah, 16 points seems like a lot, but when you got two quarters to work with, there's a lot of damage to be done.
Yep, we used to always be coached that if the other team can score it in the first half, you can score it more in the second.
That's right.
Well, tonight, game will be brought to you, our player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. He'll have player of the game tonight. If you're in the market for some insurance, give Chad a call at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. I'd like to thank Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi Cola in the Wabash Valley for being an in-game sponsor. Jacob scoring for the Knights goes like this. Sydney Maurer with three, Aaliyah Owens three, and Tara Pierce with three. Haley Ritchie and Macy Timmerman both have two apiece, and Audrey Spencer with one off the bench for 14. For Edgewood, Trista Helms, 12, Taylor Minnick, 7, Caden Harrington, 8, 3 for Carly Sheffield to round out scoring. Knights, 9 turnovers in the first half. Edgewood, 1. Foul situation, Aaliyah Owens with 2. Sydney Maurer, 1. Haley Ritchie with 1. For Owen Valley, Carly Sheffield and Allie Spear with 2. Caden Harrington, Taylor Minnick, and Zoe Powell, all 3 have 1 apiece. So 9-1 on turnovers, 30-14 on the scoreboard. We haven't taken a lot of shots either because of all the turnovers.
Yeah, exactly that, and because of the slow-paced offense Coach Keyes is trying to run to try to match Edgewood. And I like the idea because there towards the end of the season, I know it kind of worked for us in the Clay City game, but, you know, our run-and-gun offense kind of hurt us. And, you know, tonight you would think that the turnovers would be opposite of what they are since it's slow-paced, but that's not the case tonight, so... But I agree with you. I mean, if you're going to come back and you're going to score 16 points and, you know, hold them, you're going to have to shoot more. I was just saying you got to come out and shoot the ball. And we've had a lot of opportunities to shoot good shots that we passed. And then when Tara decided to shoot, she hit it because that's what shooters do. They shoot and they hit. So.
Yeah, her and Maurer both hit threes that, you know, were wide open, uncontested. The Knights are 4-for-10 from the floor. Two of four of those are from behind the arc.
Yep.
Only 4-for-9 from the charity stripe, which, you know, that's been one of our really good sets this year. We've been able to shoot the free throws really well.
Yep. And that's the difference between a 10-point game and a 16-point game right there is missing those free throws. And, you know, if you come make this a ball game and end up losing by a few points, you look back and it's like, oh, man, if I could have hit those. But you know what they say, if pots and pans were ifs and ands, the world would be a kitchen.
Yep. Edgewood's 4-for-5 from the free throw line. And they are 11-for-17 from the floor and 2-for-4 from behind the arc. And the good thing about that for Edgewood, Trista Helms, that desperation shot there at the buzzer was her first miss. She was 5-for-5 inside. Everything was within the block and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So right now, Trista Helms leading all scorers and putting on a great show here for the Edgewood crowd.
Yeah, Helms and Harrington working so well. Kind of reminded me of old Larry Bird and Kevin McHale from back in the old 80s.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the Northview Knights boys basketball team, who's 13-5, and will travel to Terre Haute South tomorrow night to take on the Braves. You're listening to Northview Lady Knights basketball on WAMB. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. The Lady Knights trail 30-14 on your Great Dane scoreboard at halftime. Jacob, tomorrow night's a big night. If you're a Knight or you're a fan of the Knights, we want you to travel to Terre Haute South High School and watch the Knights. So come out and support this great team. 13-5, off to the hottest start for Northview basketball since 2002.
Jeez.
With a chance to do something they haven't done since 2003, I think somebody said, you know, 15, 17 years, something like that, since we beat all three Vigo County schools.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pride. I mean, being from Brazil, Indiana, you have to face all those schools when you're at Northview. And, yeah, you're a big dog, but those are the big dogs. And being able to beat them, that just builds your resume as far as the team goes, and that builds your ego, builds your confidence level. And to be able to knock out all three of the Vigo County schools, that's something to really be proud of and should keep that momentum going in the right direction for the boys.
We'll be on the air for 7:15 for a pregame show if you can't make the drive, but we do encourage you to go out, take your headphones, tune us in on WAMBradio.com on your smartphone. You can listen to us live anywhere. I listened from 32,000 feet above the Great Earth last year.
That's right.
I think you guys were down here at Owen Valley. Are you somewhere doing a...
We were at Northview Cloverdale game.
Yeah, doing this WIC championship.
Yep.
Yeah. So, WAMBradio.com, anywhere. Download the app, you know, play it. It's a great way to listen. But tomorrow night, Coach Byram and the gang heads to Terre Haute South for a 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 pregame show. Come early, support the JV, support the team. If you can't make it, listen live. Saturday night, we'll take off and we'll head to Bloomfield. I know it ain't Bloomfield, is it? Where are we going Saturday? I know Dave just changed the schedule. It is Bloomfield. Bloomfield High School. It'll be a 2:15 pregame, 2:30 tip-off, be varsity basketball. And if you didn't catch us on Facebook or you didn't see the news release that the WAMB put out on Facebook, the Knights boys basketball team, every game for the rest of the season will be covered right here on WAMB Radio and WAMBradio.com. So, Jacob, big news coming out here because they're doing so hot. The boss said, we're going to travel.
Hey, I love it, man. That's what the guys deserve. They deserve to get their games heard. They deserve to get their games watched in person, too. But it's good both ways. But, man, I'm so proud of those guys. I'm so proud of Coach Byram. You know, he's such a competitor, fierce competitor, and he's such a great leader. And it's awesome to finally be able to see the Knights. You know, all that hard work's paying off.
All right,
awesome.
We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with the second half. You're listening to WAMB Radio, Northview Athletics.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Second half's underway from Owen Valley. It's Edgewood basketball with a 30-14 lead on your Great Dane scoreboard. We're in the third period here in sectional 26. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden, bringing you all the action right here on WAMB. Edgewood basketball, they get inside. Harrington throws it up, no good. Reaches over the back, gets a foul called on the rebound. Harrington upset with her shot selection, but picks up her second foul trying to get the rebound.
I'm glad to see Tara Pierce's boxing out finally rewarded, because that's about the third or fourth time Harrington's gone over the back and Tara Pierce is playing her tail off.
She had a really good coach when she was younger.
Hey.
We did win a couple championships at the YMCA.
That's awesome.
I think I had her three or four seasons she played. So, Knights basketball. Aaliyah Owens with that wrist untaped now. Gets it up to Pierce. Pierce with a long three. Count it. Tara Pierce. 6 points. 2 for 2 from behind the arc. Full court pressure by the Knights. They got a trap set up, and they get a turnover. That's what the Knights need to do, Jacob.
There you go. The old Mo getting that Mo going their way. See if we can build on it.
Nice trap there by Macy Timmerman. Aaliyah Owens working together. Get another basket here and cut this lead down. 30-17. Aaliyah Owens with the ball at the OV. She's going to dribble in, kick it out to Maurer. Maurer, ooh, she was wide open. She hit that before, Jacob.
Yep.
Timmerman now, top of the key, dribbles around the left side, hands it off to Owens. Owens gets a screen, drives, throws it up, and she's fouled. Well, that's what we need right there, Jacob.
Yeah,
we need some good ball movement and to penetrate and keep the fouls coming.
Exactly. I mean, this is what the doctor ordered. You come out, you throw the first punch of the second half, and you send a message that, hey, we're not going away. We're still here.
Helms with the foul. That's a team second. Two fouls in just under a minute and a half. Owens to shoot two. We need these free throws to start falling. That one's up and good. Aaliyah Owens now with 4 points. Maybe Coach Keyes is able to light a fire in them at halftime.
Looks like it.
30-18. Knights trail by 12. Owens' second shot's up, and it looks good. And, oh, it's in and out. Looked like it. Knights back in the – oh, Macy Timmerman almost gets a steal. A little man-to-man now, and they throw it ahead to Harrington. Harrington puts it off the glass and count it. Little mismatch there. Timmerman turns it over. Macy Timmerman with her fifth turnover. The Knights 11th. And now Owen Valley throws it away. Harrington. Two turnovers for Edgewood here to start.
Now's where you slow it down, try to beat this press, and just like they were doing earlier, be patient and then penetrate the zone when you have that opening.
Aaliyah Owens with the basketball. She gets it across the timeline, gets it off to Pierce. Why? Come on, Tara, shoot that. She kicks it off to Maurer. Maurer drives, throws it up top to Aaliyah Owens. Three by Owens. Front iron, no good. Owens missed the three-point attempt. It was a wide-open look, just short. Basketball stolen away by Maurer, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Edgewood basketball. Good hustle there by Sydney.
Oh, yeah, great defensive intensity for the team in general coming out of the second half, putting a lot of pressure on Edgewood, forcing him to have to work quick, which is something they haven't done very well, don't want to do. They want to slow it down. So good job by the Knights.
Audrey Spencer checks in for Macy Timmerman. Edgewood basketball. Spencer tips it away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Out of bounds, way back underneath the basket. So now we get a chance to trap here. Timeout. Edgewood, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics. We'll be back in 60 seconds after this break.
Basketball sectional time is here, and Jack's Trash Service is a proud supporter of all local athletes. Serving Park, Clay, Putnam, and surrounding counties, Jack's Trash Service continues to offer outstanding customer service, fair prices, and they offer residential and commercial trash pickup. Call Jack's Trash Service at 765-653-2838, and good luck to the Northview Knights from Jack's Trash Service.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
32-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights trail by 14, Edgewood basketball. Edgewood gets it in. It's across the timeline with a little authority this time, Jacob. Yep. Little give and go set up by Harrington, and Owens going to get foul number three. Aaliyah Owens picks up the foul.
Yep. She's not a player that you can afford to have out of this game. She needs to, she's just playing aggressive, which is good, but you got to play aggressively smart.
Well, I mean, it was either foul or give
up
the easy bucket.
That's true. But it's their third, though. So.
Well, they got two on the scoreboard, so we won't argue with that.
Right,
we'll hope they're right.
It. Yeah.
I got her for three.
I do, too.
So, ball's inbounded by Edgewood. Up top of the key, that's going to be Sherfield. Sherfield dribbles. Audrey Spencer tightly covering her. Up top now, it's Anderson. Anderson inside to Harrington. Harrington gets it back off to the top of the key, and that's going to be Spear. Spear, nothing there, dribbles, almost threw it away. Recovered there by Anderson. Drive inside, throws it up, and it's good off the glass, that being number 23. And that's Taylor Minnick picking up 2 points here, her first 2 points of the second half, 9 for the game. 34-18. Tara Pierce, three ball, almost stuck the rim. Aaliyah Owens with her fourth foul. Going after the rebound. She's going to have to come out.
Yep.
Let's see if they fix it on the scoreboard. Timmerman will come in, and out goes Owens. Nope. They're saying third, so we'll go with it.
Yeah, I hope the book has it right, though, because I'd hate for them to just think it's three, and then the next one be her fifth.
Well, here we go. Edgewood basketball, 16-point lead. They throw it up court. Nothing to stop that Harrington girl as she just has another cherry picker easy there, Jacob.
Yeah, they're eating the zone alive. Good ball movement.
Macy Timmerman drives, throws it up, not even close. Macy can't throw it in the ocean tonight, Jacob. Speaking of ocean, I'm going to be there in 2 weeks.
Hey.
Me and Tara's headed back to Fort Myers for another extended weekend.
There you go.
Here we go. Knights basketball. Off the missed shot. Macy Timmerman's got it. She's being guarded pock picket heavy by Sherfield. Tara Pierce now with another three. In and out. Rebound comes off to Richie. Richie gets it to Maurer. Pierce 1 for 3 from behind the arc here in a second. And it's the freshman Spencer. And she's fouled. I think she turned that over, but she got fouled after she turned it over.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was on 22. I think that's her third.
22.
Allie Spear. Unless we had, okay, we actually had that one right. They had it right, I guess. I think we're right on Aaliyah, but like you said, I'm not going to complain.
So you're headed to French Lick, huh?
Heading to French Lick. My vacation. I have no class on Friday, so.
Going to go down and visit the beautiful confines of French Lick.
That's right.
Inbound to Timmerman. Timmerman gets it tipped away, recovers, throws it up, no good. She's going to get called with a foul, frustration foul for Macy Timmerman.
Yep.
Timmerman at 2 points, struggling. She's going to come out. Coach not happy with that play. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Nope. She's going to give a break to the senior in Haley Ritchie, and checking in is number 40, that being Hannah Dawson. I like the play of the Knights, but at sometimes the frustration of the youth.
Yep.
Outweighs the outcome.
Exactly.
Edgewood basketball. Looking to get it inside this time, and they do to Helms. Helms spins, throws it up, no good. Rebound comes off to Maurer.
Tara Pierce plays such great defense down there. That missed box right there was because of her defense.
Pierce has got it, dribbles in, gets it off Maurer, and she stands out of bounds when she catches it. Another turnover. Speaking of Tara, I know she's home listening. So I'm going to give a little shout-out to Tara. I bet you Lexi's asleep. I drug the boys with me, so I know they're awake. So I didn't want to have to drive home by myself. I couldn't get her to come. She's home studying, or supposed to be home studying. You know how that goes, right?
Yep, yep.
I bet the TV's on, and she's probably watching something that I should be there watching with her.
Hey, I mean, that's the only way to study.
She studied last night, too. We watched Laurel and Hardy.
Okay.
She'd never seen Laurel and Hardy. I was like, man, there is an age gap between us. Edgewood basketball. 3 minutes to go in the third period, and they lead by 18. 36-18. Ball's over to the left side to Trista Helms. Helms never controls the ball more than 5 foot from the basket, and this time they got her at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Tipped away, but controlled by Helms. Helms dribbles, drives in, kicks it out. Going to have a nice shot fake. Nothing there. Edgewood basketball, and that's Clark. Dribbles in, throws it up, no good. Helms with the rebound, throws it up. Foul's going to be called on Dawson, I believe it is. That's Dawson's first. Hannah Dawson into the Knights lineup, gets a foul.
Here's the senior, Mackenzie Barger, coming in.
Barger with her first minutes of the sectional. It's going to be Edgewood ball underneath the basket. Team fouls are four for the Knights, three for the Mustangs. 36-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Inbounds plays to Helm. She puts it up, no good. Rebound Timmerman to Spencer. Spencer off glass, quick in and out, and no good by Spencer. Audrey struggling tonight, too. She's yet to make a basket. 2 minutes to go in a third period. Nobody scored for the last 4 minutes. Shots up, no good by Sherfield. Rebound comes off to Spencer. Spencer dribbles in, spins, throws it up, left-handed, no good. Audrey Spencer trying everything, and she can't find it tonight.
Trying a little too hard, I think.
Edgewood basketball, Minnick coast to coast, throws it up, off glass, it's good. Taylor Minnick now with 11 points for the Mustangs, and she ends the scoreless drought, 38-18. Spencer quick three, no good, rebound to Dawson. Dawson out to Timmerman. Timmerman can't control it, out of bounds. That's going to be another turnover by the Knights. 14 turnovers for the Knights tonight, Jacob.
Yeah, very opposite of what you want to happen, but right now the only thing you can do is take a deep breath and move on and, you know, put those behind you, because if you let it dwell, it's just going to keep on piling up.
Speaking of homework, you haven't had the opportunity to do any teaching here, have you?
No.
Student teaching?
A little bit. I've been doing a little bit.
Have you? I can't wait till you get all graduated and become a teacher and a coach and educate some of these youth that need it.
We'll see. I hope so.
Edgewood basketball. Dribbles in, a drive thrown up by Anderson. No good. Rebound saved by Helms. Nice hustle play by Trista Helms. Back up top, that's going to be Anderson. Anderson just dribbles. 1 minute to go in the third period. Edgewood spreads the floor. Caroline Clark with a long three, and it's good. Caroline Clark's on the scoreboard for the Mustangs. Five, six Mustangs now have hit a three-pointer. 41-18. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights got the ball, and it's going to be Barger. Barger off to Maurer. Maurer back to Barger. Haley Ritchie right side. Back up top, and it's going to be Barger. She dribbles in, turns it over. Another turnover for the Knights. Edgewood looks to run. Quick layup, no good by Sherfield. Stolen back. The rebound was stolen away from Barger. Edgewood's drive put up. Tip, no good.
Good defense, 10 seconds, got to go here.
Zoe Powell missed that one. 5 seconds, Spencer, four, three. Don't know about the clock. Gets it to Ritchie at the buzzer.
Oh,
no good, but we got a foul. Ritchie will go to shoot three. Ritchie with 2 points tonight. Made her first shot and hasn't made since. So at the break, she's going to shoot three free throws with a chance to cut the lead down to 20.
These are big. I mean, I know it seems like it really doesn't make that much of a difference, but 20 seems a lot better than 23.
Ritchie's first shot's up, and it's good.
Yeah, Northview tonight. I mean, if this game, if you're on one side of the hill, you're trying to get to the other. They keep getting up, keep getting up, keep getting up, and then falling all the way back down. It's hard to get over that hump when you're trying to play from behind. But
second shot's good. Third shot is good as well.
There we go.
So at the end of three, it's 41-21 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Knights trail by 20. We'll be back with the fourth and final period. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
The opportunities for being members of Park County RUMC are endless. Is your child interested in attending a summer camp or traveling to Washington, D.C. over the summer of 2020? Better yet, for free? Go to pcremc.com for more information and to apply today. Applications are available until March 1st. For questions, please call our office at 765-569-3133. Park County RUMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sectional 26. The Northview Knights facing Edgewood Mustangs. A score 41-21. Start of the fourth quarter. Jacob and the Knights throw the ball away on the inbounds. The tale of tonight, as it's been turnover after turnover. We've almost matched our point play with turnovers.
Yeah, and that's not what you want to hear, obviously. But let's see what they do. Let's see if they get bitter or get better, as they like to say.
Haley Ritchie commits a foul there on the inbounds, and that's going to be the second foul on Haley Ritchie, the senior. Might see Coach Keyes go to the bench here and get a lot of these other players the opportunity to play some here.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. But, of course, I'm kind of biased on that.
We got a loose ball foul called on Macy Timmerman as she's wrestling for the ball.
Hey,
a little
fire.
Physical.
A little fire. I like it.
And they're going to call her with the foul. That's her second foul.
It's a WIC coming out of both teams right there, getting on the ground and fighting for the ball.
Macy going at it with the Chelsea Anderson. Let's see. Anderson's a senior, 5'6 senior. And the ref's going to keep an eye on her. You watch, all three refs are watching Macy.
Oh, yeah.
And she's guarding Sherfield.
That's all right. I like that kind of play. I like the enthusiasm and the energy.
Edgewood basketball. They're going to. Haley Richie shoved her down. They turned over. And Timmerman throws it off the leg of Sherfield.
Flapping in her face. That's going to be a technical, I bet.
No, she's going to talk to both of them.
Yep. They're going to come over. They're going to have a little chit-chat.
PJ's getting control right here. Saying, they were clapping in each other's face.
Saying, come on, girls. It's the IHSA. We value sportsmanship. But, by golly, sometimes you're competing out there. It gets the best of you, but I like it.
Both of them are going to come out. Sherfield's going to come out. Timmerman's going to come out. Both coaches taking control. And a big round of applause to the coaches here for settling that down.
Exactly. Yeah,
Coach T's having a long talk with Timmerman.
Yep. It's one thing to be aggressive, the one thing to be disrespectful.
As Coach Sims sits down and talks to his senior as well. Yeah. Aaliyah Owens with the ball. She dribbles in, drives, throws it up, and count it. Aaliyah Owens with a little spark as she gets 2 points and a foul.
You betcha.
Foul's going to be on 22. That's Allie Spear, and we got her for four, and the board's got her for four.
Let's see if we can't make this interesting here.
What you don't want if you're Coach Sims with a big lead is to have your senior pick up a technical for unsportsmanship like that
and
get set out of the next game.
Exactly.
So Aaliyah Owens, first shot's up and good. The old-fashioned three-point play, and the Knights trail 24-41 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 6:40 to go. Edgewood basketball. They get it inside to Harrington. Nice spin move. Puts it off the ground. Nothing there. Kicks it up top, and that's going to be Allie Spear. Spear to left side to Caroline Clark. Clark throws it up, and Aaliyah Owens had a chance to steal it. Couldn't get that long pull to it. Drive thrown up, and it's going to go. That's a Carly Sherfield. Foul's going to be on Tara Pierce, I believe. Nope, it's on 33. That's Sydney Maurer, her second. Count the basket for Sherfield, only 5 points.
That could have been the straw that breaks the camel's back right there, Brad, because we started to have a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, we got it down to 16. And
now we're looking to about to have a 20-point game after this. But, yeah, that's a tough one. Sydney straight up, but just got a little sideways. When you get sideways with the body, it's a whistle.
Sherfield's free throws up, and the old-fashioned three-point play goes for her, and it extends the lead back to 20. 6:20 to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail by 20. Aaliyah Owens at the OV mark with the basketball. She dribbles right side. Audrey Spencer with the screen. And has Owens' balls tipped away from behind. Good defense there by Caroline Clark. Owens gets it in on the inbounds. Dribbles up top, about the volleyball line. Screened by Tara Pierce.
Travel
by Owens.
What number
19.
Is that?
19. 19, unofficially for the Knights, 19 turnovers.
Man. A lot of learning to be had from this game, which obviously you don't want your season to end, but for next year, things to work on for the next year with this young squad.
Audrey Spencer, Garden, Carly Sherfield. Sherfield drives in. She's going to travel. Good call by PJ, and they turn over as number three for Edgewood.
You have to score right here if you're Northview because 18, heck of a lot better than 20, and that gets you going up the hill.
Jack's Trash Service located in the greater Wabash Valley, serving Park, Clay, Putnam. Call 765-653-2838. I'd like to thank Jack's Trash Service for coming on board tonight.
Yep.
Knights basketball. Leah Owens dribbles, drives, throws it off glass. It's good. Owens now picks up her ninth point.
Looking here.
Audrey Spencer with the inbound steal. And they're going to get a delay of game on Audrey Spencer. They're going to write it in the book, delay a game. Delay a game on Audrey Spencer and a full timeout by Edgewood. We'll take one as well on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights 28, Edgewood 44. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
5:32 to go. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Hard. Tonight's trying to chip back at this as it's 44-28, Edgewood basketball. I'd like to thank Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer for being a service of tonight's game. Stay tuned after the game for Player of the Game, brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. Edgewood goes the length of the floor, throws up a shot, and it's no good. Rebound by Northview. Aaliyah Owens back coast to coast, lays it up. It's good, and she's fouled. Aaliyah Owens now with 7 points in the last minute with a chance to make it eight.
Hey, she's saying, hop on the Aaliyah train. I'm not letting this go down.
Fouls on number 34. That's Helms, her second. Team sixth. Owens free throws up and good. Now's when you look back at all these missed free throws, Jacob, and the lead would be less than 10.
Heck, darn near be tied.
Here we go. Edgewood basketball. They inbound it. Owens tips it. Stolen away by the Knights. Knights get it ahead to Spencer. Spencer back to Richie. Richie shot. No good. Keys with the timeout.
Oh,
right as he shot three.
Up. That went in, but that was a good timeout.
Timeout by Coach Keys. We're going to keep it right here. And thank York Automotive for being a service in tonight's game. Right now at York Automotive in Brazil, take $7,000 off the price of a 2019 Pacifica. If you're in the market for a new car, go to York Automotive. See Debbie Butler. Plus, York Automotive has several 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock. 19 Jeep Wranglers, two or four door or more, $5,000 off. They have a 2020 Jeep Renegade 4x4, leased now for $249 a month, 42 months, with $3,999 down at signing. Come to York Automotive, Highway 40 West in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are. You're number one at
York.
There you go.
So, $5,000 off, do they got anything for $5,000 maybe I could get or what?
Not on a probably 2020.
Hey.
But hey, go out and see Debbie, see what they got after you win big down there tonight.
Yeah.
Well, after that timeout, Coach Key says, let's go, ladies. We got it to 13 with 4:59 to go.
Biggest possession of the game right here. If you look at an 11-point game, it's all hands on deck.
Knights basketball, chance to get it to 10. Audrey Spencer, she inbounds it to Richie. Richie dribbles, right side, spins around, gets it back up top to Owens. Owens dribbles, drives, kicks it out to Richie. Richie now to Spencer. Spencer had a good look inside at Owens, but didn't get it to her. Now Owens back with the ball, and Timmerman's going to ask for it. Hands it off to Timmerman. Timmerman drives, gets to Owens. Owens, big three! No good. Man, if that would have fell for Aaliyah. Rebound to the Mustangs. Mustangs ball, left side, left corner pocket. She dribbles back up top. And that's going to be inside to Harrington. Harrington to Helms. Helms score. The little give and go.
It's been there all night. As soon as you double team one, the other's wide open. They've scored every single time.
15-point lead again. 46-31, 4 minutes to go. Aaliyah Owens with the ball. Little fancy dribble behind the back. Now gives it up to Pierce. Pierce back to Owens. Owens to Pierce. Pierce drives, throws it up, off glass, no good. Wanted to foul, didn't get the call. Knights basketball. Ooh, Macy had that ball thrown over her nose and didn't steal it.
Yeah.
Edgewood gets it across the timeline. Defense here on the Knights is getting lax now, and we got to stay pressure.
Exactly.
If anything, we got to foul. We got to play that hard. Edgewood ball. Up top now, it's going to be Sheffield. Sherfield. Audrey Spencer playing tough defense on Sherfield. She kicks it off in the corner to, and it's thrown inside. Who was that, Jacob?
Well, we've said her name a few times, but that was Helms wide open.
Was it Helms? I couldn't tell.
Because of the double team on Harrington, and it's like,
yep.
Pick your poison.
Audrey Spencer now with the three, and it's going to be short off the rim. No good. Well, that brief run there by the Knights been cooled off by 4 points by Helms. And the score's 48-31 with 3 minutes to go. Edgewood basketball controlled on the right side by Taylor Minnick. Minnick gets it inside to Helms. Helms throws it up. No good. Rebound. Harrington, no good. Comes off, and it's Timmerman. Helms and Harrington both missed. We haven't said that much tonight.
I know.
So Aaliyah Owens got it, 2:30 to go. Dribbles around the right side. She's going to shoot a three. Aaliyah Owens misses. Rebound comes off to Harrington. So the Knights with a brief run, and it's going to be slowed by the Mustangs. Harrington thought about a 15-footer. Coach telling them, pull it out, let's run motion, and let's run the clock. 2 minutes to go in the game. And they just play keep away. Now they get it inside to Harrington. She throws up a shot. No good. A coach didn't like that shot. He's shaking her head and telling him no.
Exactly.
Macy Timmerman dribbles down, and we get a timeout, Coach Keys.
Wonder if this will maybe be to get some people in there, if he's still going to try to get it with under 2 minutes and 17 points to go.
30 seconds. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail, 48-31, 17-point deficit with 1:57 to go in the game. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden, and we're going to have a post-game player of the game brought to you by Indiana insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. So stay tuned after the conclusion. In for the Knights, you've got Richie Barger, the two seniors, Macy Timmerman, Aaliyah Owens, two sophomores, and a freshman in Audrey Spencer. 1:50 to go, no hurry here by the Knights. You'd think they'd be driving and shooting. Offensive foul on Barger, illegal screen. Barger picks up the foul.
I like how Coach Keys has his two seniors in there with under 2 minutes to go, you know, arguably for the season. I mean, 17 points seems pretty difficult.
Yep, it's over now. Now it's just to find out what the final score is. Edgewood, no hurry. They spread it out. I'm surprised that Coach Sims hasn't went to the bench and got his girls in, because they've got a big game tomorrow night as they'll take on Brownstown Central.
Don't want anybody getting hurt.
Shots up and no good by 22. That is Allie Spear. Haven't called her name much tonight. She's 0 for 2, and it's out of bounds off of Aaliyah Owens. Edgewood basketball. Nice inbounds play blocked out by Aaliyah Owens. That was Allie Spear again.
Yep.
1:23 to go. They're going to throw it back to the backcourt, and it's going to be a layup taken by number 20, Zoe Powell, her first 2 points. And the Knights trail 50-31. Barger with the ball in the corner pocket. She's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. I'd like to have seen that fall for Barger.
Me too.
The senior. Under a minute to go, and the fans are standing for Edgewood. They got the ball up top of the key. It's going to be dribbled around by Anderson. Anderson gets it off to Powell. Powell dribbles, drives, throws it up. No good, and she's going to shoot two, and Owen's going to be called for the foul. Hannah Dawson set to check in for the Knights. Tara Pierce going to go in as well, and they're going to bring out the seniors. Two fouls on Barger. Her and Richie, both seniors, struggled tonight. First shot up by Powell's up and good. So coming out with tears in her eyes, Haley Richie and Barger. Mackenzie Barger. Two seniors going to have a seat. As Powell will shoot her second free throw. 51-31 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Powell's second free throw's good, and that's 4 points for Powell. All kinds of substitutions now for Edgewood. Has 45.7 seconds to go, and this one's going to be all Edgewood. Macy Timmerman's got it. She dribbles down, throws it across court to Owens. Owens gets by with a travel. She throws it up, and it's no good. Owens will get fouled, though, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Try to end the season with a couple made free throws here.
Fouls on 33 for Shaylee Chambers. Shayla Chambers, her first, team seventh. Owens shots up, and it's good. 52-32 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Aaliyah Owens with the chance to score the second one. Up, and it's good. Aaliyah Owens now. 14 points to lead all scores for the Knights. Good comeback for Owens after the wrist injury. Edgewood's going to just play keep away. 20 seconds to go. Up top, it's going to be 15, and that's Daphne Ehrman. Ball's controlled now by Caroline Clark. 7 seconds, no fouls, and that's going to do it. From Owen Valley High School, sectional 26, Edgewood moves on. Edgewood beat Lady Edgewood Mustangs, beat the Knights 52-33.
Best of luck to Edgewood. I know it pains me to say it, but like to see WIC succeed.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, it's going to be a great game tomorrow against Brownstown.
All right, we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the Indiana insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, Farm Bureau Player of the Game. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
The opportunities for being members of Park County REMC are endless. Is your child interested in attending a summer camp or traveling to Washington, D.C. over the summer of 2020? Better yet, for free? Go to pcremc.com for more information and to apply today. Applications are available until March 1st. For questions, please call our office at 765-569-3133. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back from Owen Valley High School Sectional 26. The Northview Knights fall to the Edgewood Lady Mustangs 52-33 as Edgewood moves on to take on Brownstown tomorrow night. Friday night. Tomorrow night, Jacob, we'll be on the air at 7:15 with the Northview Knights taking on Terre Haute South, the boys, that is, as they look to move to 14-5 on the season and knock off all three Vigo County schools. Well, tonight's scoring, Aaliyah Owens, 14 points, 6 for Tara Pierce, 5 Haley Ritchie, 3 apiece for Sydney Maurer and Audrey Spencer, and 2 for Macy Timmerman. For Edgewood, 16 points for Trista Helms, 12 for Caden Harrington, 11 for Taylor Minnick, 6 for Carly Sherfield, 4 for Zoe Powell, and 3 for Caroline Clark. The Knights, 24 turnovers on the night. That does you in as well as missing a lot of free throws.
Yeah, look for that sour taste to remain in their mouth all offseason, but as motivation to get better for next year, because this is a team, Northview, for next year. They have a chance to win this sectional, and they're going to be good. They're going to be tough in the conference. And, you know, this was that growing year. You know, everybody always talks about it. And the expectation and the bar is going to be set high for next year. A lot of talent coming back.
Yep. Well, tonight, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Players of the game, who do you got, Jacob?
The two seniors, Mackenzie Barger and Haley Ritchie. They've done a phenomenal job this year. You know, it's not the ideal season to go out, you know, under 500, but, you know, they did the best they could. They played their heart out, and they had a fabulous career, two sectional championships in 2017 and 2019, and they're a staple in this this program, and they're going to be missed dearly.
Well, tonight's player of the game is a pair, both seniors. Well, Jacob, that's going to do it for tonight. Want to congratulate the Northview wrestlers and wish them best of luck as they move on. I seen the other day 6 Northview wrestlers move on in the state tournament.
That's awesome.
So for myself, Brad Wallace, my partner, Jacob Harden, and Dennis Porter running back at the studio, we thank you for tuning in tonight. And until tomorrow night, as Dave Crooks and myself will bring you the Northview Knights varsity boys basketball game with a 7:15 on-air approximate pregame show and a 7:30 tip-off. The Knights one last time fall in sectional 26, 52-33. Thanks for tuning in. If you're down south, be careful. If you're out and about, be careful. They say the rain is starting to turn cold and ice over a bit, so be careful. And until tomorrow night, thanks for tuning in. God bless.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sukoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.